When did you start working at the store? When did they put you to work?
I didn't get paid, but I had to work when I was, when I got to like it, can't tell what the gas pump said. I was probably 6, 7. I was so small that when I went out to wait on someone in a pickup truck, they had running boards on back in the '40s, so I had to stand up on the running board and pick on the window so they'd know I was there.
So you were a wee little one.
Yes, I was, you know, 6, 7 years old.
And short and runty?
Yeah, kind of. No, not really.
And then when did you start working for money?
1960.
Was that after you graduated high school?
No, I was still in high school.
Still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What?
That's yearly
graduation. Yeah, but I'm...
Okay, the year you graduated, you started working for money.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your weekly wage?
Or
your hourly?
I came in on Friday, as soon as I get home from school, probably 23:30 and 4. Worked till 9. Got up and went in the next morning at 7, worked to 6. I made $10 before taxes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And then when you became a full-timer?
When I became a full-timer, well, when I got out of school in 1960, I was offered a job in Mount Airy for $1 an hour, $40 a week, and my brother told me that if I'd come to work for him, that he'd give me $45 a week. But I ended up working, I think, 55 hours for $45.
Instead of 40 hours for 40?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you went to work for Osler, was it just you and Osler, or was Grandpa still working?
When I came to work for $45 a week, I was just on salary, just making that much a week.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1961, I became a foot. My dad stepped down, and we started renting the building and the stock from him, and we paid him, I think it was $200 a month, and I became a full partner, and we shared in profits, Osler and I did, after in 1961.
Okay.